Hey, this is Mark, and this is a little bit of commentary about this article that hopefully you just read or listened to. This one is called The Zen Dilemma, and even though it was published in 2010, it's actually something that I wrote, I think, early 2009 for a personal blog that I owned back then. And as you can see, it's a response to a friend of mine emailing me. It's funny going back through this now in 2015, I find it to be very poignant in places and also very vague and kind of wishy-washy in other places. I think I've described some of these same ideas much better in later articles throughout the blog. But what I do want to touch on is the dilemma itself, which I struggled with when I first got into kind of Zen and Buddhism, and I watched many, many other people struggle with it as well when they got into it. And that's this idea of, if you're supposed to detach from everything, isn't that kind of like some form of nihilism? Isn't that just kind of surrendering your life and giving up doing or accomplishing or being anything in the first place? And I think what I tried to get across with this article, and maybe succeeded to various degrees, or failed to various degrees, is that it's not attachment isn't necessarily caring about things. It's simply not caring whether you care or not, if that makes sense. So it's not necessarily like, obviously, like, you love your family and you are attached to your family. I think what Buddhism would say is that it's okay to care about your family and love your family and have feelings for your family, but that you shouldn't base your understanding of yourself or existence based on that caring of your family. So you should understand that, yes, you love your family, but one day you'll lose them, and that's okay. That's part of life, and that you shouldn't be attached to keeping them. I've always found the word itself, attachment, to be very misleading, and I've heard from various places that the literal translation from the Buddhist text there's no direct translation for what the word, the original word, actually is. But what made much more sense to me is this understanding that it's not necessarily about being attached to things. It's simply trying to control things, trying basically having this mentality that things have to be a certain way all the time. And I think the correct approach, or maybe a more nuanced and helpful translation of this idea to English is letting go of control, letting go of needing to have your family around all the time, or needing to have a certain job promotion, or needing to be like a famous actor, or whatever. It's I think the Buddhist idea of attachment is essentially this in a nutshell, or at least in its simplest form. I've kept this article on the site for a long time. I think it's, at the time, you know, I was pretty young when I wrote it. I was 24, 25. And I think it's a nice representation of some of my more beautiful attempts at a beautiful and profound piece from that age. As a 31-year-old now, I'm much less impressed by it. But it definitely has some sentimental value, and it represents a lot of kind of philosophical growth and stuff that I went through in my early 20s. So I like having it on the site, and I hope you like having it on the site. I hope you didn't feel this was all a big waste of time. So there you go.